From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Friday, August 9th at 8:55. We have Danny Poff on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning, Kimberly. Thank you for having me. Pretty quiet trade here this morning, everyone. September corn down a penny at 378 and a quarter. December corn down 0.75 cents at 396 and a quarter. November soybeans, rather, up 2.5 at 10.10 3/4. And September wheat trying to lead the way higher here, up 11 cents at 5.48 1/2. Outside markets, last check, Dow Jones down 172 at 39,273. It's been an absolutely wild week for the equities, as many of you are well aware. September WTI oil also has been taking the brunt of, you know, global fears of a U.S. recession, concerns about the job market, lots of talk about what the Fed could do or not do. Mainstream news here. September WTI this morning, though, down 11 cents at 76.08. Likely some position squaring happening today ahead of Monday's USDA report. On Monday at 11 a.m., we'll get our monthly August WASDE report. The trade expects a corn yield increase to around 182.1 and 52.5 on the soybeans. I definitely think there are some trade estimates that maybe private estimates or, you know, whisper numbers, if you will, are higher than that, maybe up towards 185 on the corn and maybe up towards 55 on the soybeans, just due to the really beneficial weather pattern. The entire Corn Belt largely has had this growing season, you know, not much on the drought map to speak of. And in fact, we got a new one here recently. The top five corn states, little to no drought. However, we have seen drought kind of move its way eastward from Kansas into Missouri. So Western Missouri has seen some drought creep in to Western Missouri and parts of Nebraska as well. We've had some heat here in the dog days of summer, if you will. We did get a positive flash sale here this morning. China bought 132,000 metric tons of new crop U.S. soybeans, and Unknown reportedly bought 212 million tons as well. Likely China on that. Some of that old crop, but mostly new crop on the beans. So that's what we need. We have a competitive soybean offer, the U.S. does, on the global stage. We just need some more export business to offset probably a pretty big crop coming down the road here. We did get some soybean meal exports as well to Colombia, and that's a really positive thing because of our crush expansion here in the United States. That's mostly been driven by soybean oil demand. So the situation is, you know, what do you do with all this meal? And to see exports this morning to get it out of our domestic market, I think is a good thing. Moving forward here, you know, again, the trade report on Monday, USDA WASDE report, the yield estimates were 182.1 and 52.5 for the nation, but total crop size, 15.1 billion on corn and 4.49 billion. That would indicate carryout for new crop just shy of a 2.1 billion on corn, 465 million on beans. So if those come to fruition, those are in the burdensome category. However, we are seeing really good demand right now. Crush margins are good. Ethanol margins are good. We're competitive on the export landscape. Funds are also substantially short, and we think end users are also undercovered here. So hopefully we can make some sort of harvest low in the next month or so, and then we can start talking more and more about good demand. So that's what's going on here today.
Thanks so much, Danny. Have a wonderful rest of your day and a great weekend. We'll take a listen to your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.